On this day, several members of the UWF archaeology team are working in the yards of two homes that have a picturesque view of Pensacola Bay, not far from the Luna shipwrecks at Emmanuel Point. One of the homes is under construction.
My name is Samantha, and I am screening the level we just excavated.
Junior Samantha Crisco is set up at the edge of the property, sifting through the soil for the tiniest of items.
We try and save all the oyster shells since we're excavating a shell midden, and anything that looks like it is man-made. So pieces of pottery, bone we keep, pieces of glass. If there's any lead shot, we try and keep that, but it's usually pretty small, which is why we use the screens to catch it.
For Crisco, studying archaeology was a natural fit. She enjoys being outside, and she likes history. And she knows the significance of their efforts to find out more about Tristan da Luna's colonization attempt over 450 years ago.
Since da Luna is credited with founding Pensacola, even though it didn't quite survive, it's definitely important to be able to piece together the history with what we find here and figure out exactly what went on while they were here.
The soil that's being screened is coming from two large excavation pits across the yard. In them, more archaeology students are carefully scraping away soil and sweeping it up. The work is being done under the watchful eye of grad student Michael Dubose, an archaeology supervisor in training.
We're trying to catch all the dirt that fell off of this unit that we're working on right here, and that's why we had these tarps underneath. And we're just scooping up all the dirt that just fell in from the shoveling so we don't miss anything.
We started digging in this area because a shovel test encountered a deposit of oyster shell.
Dr. Remy Goujon is associate professor of anthropology at UWF. And he's leading the terrestrial portion of the field school.
And I know from previous excavations in the Pensacola area that these little oyster middens are fantastic places for artifacts to be preserved and held relatively intact in the soil column, so they resist movement vertically down through the sand.
At this location, the archaeology team established a couple of units that have revealed two different shell middens containing a mix of oyster and shellfish remains and fish bones. Their goal is to determine how big these middens are, what artifacts were captured in them, and how far apart in time the two deposits are.
The northernmost one had a smattering of colonial materials on top, some of which may have been British. Some of it may have been related to Luna, but it's really hard to tell. But within the two shell piles themselves, most of the materials we're getting seem to be late prehistoric Native American. We're seeing ceramics that are tempered with shell, some that are tempered with sand or grog, and the incisions and designs on the surface of the pottery tells us that it's probably late prehistoric.
Dr. Goujon says it's important to record what they're finding both horizontally and vertically so they can see not only how far the shells extend, but if they're lying in a pit or on the original surface of the ground, and whether they're mounded up or spread around.
And some of these variables can tell us something about what the people who made these deposits were thinking. You know, was this a long-term site? Was this just a quick snack on the side of the bay? Were they here for a long time, or was this a very short-term process?
And even with few colonial artifacts in these particular shell middens, Goujon says the Luna Settlement Project is revealing clues about the native people and the aboriginal ground here before Luna arrived in 1559. Dr. Elizabeth Benchley is director of the UWF Archaeology Program. Elsewhere on the property, she's been tracking a series of excavation pits where they found evidence of some sort of wall or fence.
Of course, we would want it to be a Luna trench, and it could have been, but this wasn't an area where the Luna colony stored food or cooked food, so there's no broken pottery or not very much broken pottery in the area, and there's none in the trench itself.
Dr. Benchley says they think the warehouse was located at the very first Luna site investigated last fall. Now, while this year's archaeology field school is ending, Benchley says shovel testing for the settlement's boundaries will be ongoing to help inform their decisions about where to excavate when the team returns to the site next year.
The shovel testing can reveal if there are pit features present. We might be lucky and hit one. It can reveal if there's a substantial density of artifacts left after Luna, that we might target those areas as more intensely occupied.
Stay tuned. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.